Israeli police have recommended that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife be indicted for bribery and other offenses. This is the third such recommendation against the premier in recent months. The attorney general will now decide whether to bring indictments or not. The case centers on regulatory benefits allegedly granted to telecommunications firm Bezeq in exchange for positive coverage from a related media company. Police in February recommended indicting Netanyahu in two other corruption investigations. Now let's go to Ramallah. We have Fatima Abdelkarim, our correspondent there. Fatima, this is the third time, like I just said, that the police is recommending this indictment, but the attorney general is dragging his feet. Why is that?
To say about the report, the report was just published this morning. It seems that the process of indictment and bringing Netanyahu to trial is apparently slagging on very, very slowly, unlike cases like the latest with the former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. What's interesting about this report is that it came to it's not the first. It's the second or third report that accuses Netanyahu or says that there is sufficient evidence to put Netanyahu on trial for fraud and breach of trust and for bribery as well. In this case, observers have for a long time said that it is quite a clear case, especially with the key witnesses who were directly related and involved in this bribery or corruption ties between Israeli Prime Minister, who was Information Minister or Telecommunications Minister between 2011 and 2017, where he actually put basic big favors in terms of regulations and special treatment in return for positive coverage by the Walla News website that is owned by the largest stakeholder of the giant telecommunication Walla. The report also said Netanyahu and close associates, including possibly his wife, Sarah Netanyahu, were sometimes in daily contact to administer or to intervene in content that was published by the news website. This also includes a recommendation. This might lead to a conclusion and a recommendation concerning the wife of the Prime Minister, Sarah Netanyahu's role in this corruption case and other corruption cases, which might actually lead to bringing down Netanyahu. Netanyahu is currently trying to escape a coalition crisis. He does not want to go to early elections, and he's still denying any wrongdoing. He wants to go, according to observers, he wants to go to early elections only at his terms. But if this corruption case is actually going to force him to step down, it might jeopardize his political career.
Well, yeah, if that happens, we're going to wait and see if that really happens. All right, thank you for that, Fatima Abdelkarim, correspondent from Ramallah.